Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What time is it?
You're locked into the flagship, an Ole Miss podcast powered by College Corner.
Here we go.
One, two, three.
Get your daily Rebel sports fix at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com.
Welcome to this Monday edition of the flagship. It is July, as I don't even think June existed. Flew by. Grayson Weir is here with us. We got a full docket today. We got a lot to discuss. New landscape in the SEC as Oklahoma and Texas have officially been added to the conference. We can talk about EA Sports and the egregious rankings that came out, and not even just talking about Ole Miss. We'll get into some of the other absurdities. And then we had Jackson Dart exchanging some playful banter on Twitter, maybe a couple barbs here and there handed out. But before we get into that, as always, I want to remind you, show is brought to you each and every day by our friends at College Corner. Scott and the folks over there take care of us, and they will take care of you. Three locations, Oxford, Ridgeland, Flowood. They've got the ever-so-friendly interface at collegecornerstore.com. If you can't get to a brick and mortar, they can take care of you there as well. It's July. I mean, we'll have media days in a couple weeks. Talking season will be in full effect, and then fall camp will be here before we know it. And I believe right now we're at 54 days until college football. I believe that is correct. Yep, 54 days. So it'll be here before we know it. So if you need to up your wardrobe for the Grove, if you're hitting the road for any of the big road games this year, you wanna flex your Ole Miss swag, go over to College Corner, and they will take care of you. They got polos, they got Realtree, they've got the lightweight hoodies. If you're trying to up your game in the Grove, they've got tailgating supplies as well. That's College Corner. Again, three locations, Oxford, Ridgeland, and Flowood. Go check them out. And as always, collegecornerstore.com. Also, do want to let everybody know of a new sponsor here on this show, and that is the good folks at Roback. If you are not familiar with Roback, look, I'm pretty set in my ways with polos these days. I've always been a Nike guy. I love Nike polos. If you play the game of golf, you kind of expand the palette a little bit. I've kind of become, as I'm wearing one today, a little foot joy. I like the way their polos fit. But dude, once I put on a Roback polo for the first time, game changer. I mean, just incredible fit. Everybody knows about the collar. The collar is a perfect fit. Stays there, stays in place. It doesn't move around. It's not going to be split out. It's great. If you go to roback.com today and you use promo code JUICE, it's good for 20% off. If you're looking to get some new polos for golf, maybe you want to get some new polos, you know, maybe for, you know, a little date night, or just, you know, try to add some things to the closet. Roback has you covered. Free standard shipping, free returns and exchanges. Again, I can't recommend them enough. And look, I'm doing an ad read right now, but the hype is real. I'm a huge fan of what they do. It's not just the polos. The t-shirts are super comfortable. probably the biggest thing right now, Grayson, is the lightweight hoodie. I mean, that has taken the world by storm, and nobody does it better than Roback. So go check them out. I did talk with the brass at Roback. As of today, do not have the licensing for Ole Miss, but they are hoping to get that very soon to have some Ole Miss branded Roback polos. They've got kids polos. If you want to get your kid a polo, if you want to match with your kid or just get them a little bit more swagger, for daycare, for school is, the fall will be here before we know it. That means school will be back in session. So roback.com, again, promo code JUICE for 20% off. Grayson, good morning. How we doing?
Good morning. We're doing well. The dead season is upon us, but hey, before we get started here, shout out to Raven Saunders and Mackenzie Long. We got two Rebs going out there to Paris in a couple weeks. So the dead season is not too dead this year.
Yeah.
With the Olympics coming up, and then obviously we'll get into it, but you know, I'm 15 days away, something like that. I forget what the exact release date is for college football 25. So the dead season is dead, but it's going to be quickly alive here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, and look, hey, it's pretty alive right now. I got Tour de France going right now. Was tuned into that before we started. You want to talk about some pretty exhilarating television. If you've never watched the Tour de France, I highly recommend you do it. It's wild. You're gonna have to do some conversions with, you know, kilometers and things like that. But just watching these dudes ride and just how fast they're going and how effortless it looks. It's great. You got the Tour de France on right now, and yeah, shout out to the Rebels making the Olympics, Mackenzie Long, the 200 meter, and then Raven Saunders. This is her third Olympic games, correct?
I believe so. Throwing school.
It's great. All right. So July 1st, it's officially official now. Oklahoma and Texas have been added to the SEC. Already saw a bunch of people. Texas put out a video today using Delta Dawn, and everybody's pissed that they're copying the Ole Miss video. But hey, look, Ole Miss doesn't have any, you know, rights to Delta Dawn. Anybody can use Delta Dawn. It's a fantastic song. But cool video there. I haven't seen anything from Oklahoma yet.
The schooner they had on, you know, all the campuses over the summer or over the last couple of weeks.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
They dropped some kind of like hype video.
They did?
Yeah, they did. But they also, I noticed too, very funny, Oklahoma put the SEC logo is on their team facility officially. And it's like so much bigger than the Oklahoma logo, which is very funny.
Oh man. Shout out to Texas, the official Twitter account put out the SEC logo with all the mascots, and our boy Juice made it.
Mm-hmm. So, because they don't know what the heck to do with us these days.
I mean, you know, I'm more than okay with Juice getting in there.
Better than the generic football player that ESPN gave us a couple months ago.
Yeah, that or. Was it like Rebel Man, the one that was like the official candidate when the mascot switched? Yeah, like basically looks like Green Man from Always Sunny, but he's red. Like anything's better than, you know, look, I wasn't a hater of Tony the Land Shark. I'm not going to get up in arms about a mascot, but I think the brand shift to Juice is perfect. I think it was cool. I liked it, you know.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Shout out to Texas for doing that. There's a lot has been made about conference expansion is just it's going to be the death of college football, and I don't know. I'm different in the fact that you are too. Like, we work in the space, so like we're going to have to pay attention and cover it regardless. Than just the casual fan or someone that's just they just watch sports, they're not in the industry. So I kind of have to put my blinders on and just know, regardless of what it looks like, I have to do this. But even if I take my you know, if I take my work hat off, I still don't find it to be this like polarizing, you know, earth-shattering thing. I think it was always going to happen. And look, if anything, it's just going to give everybody better conference games.
That's what I think. That's my biggest thing with this is like all of, yes, there is a lot of negative to all of it. The fact that USC is going to have to fly to Rutgers and, you know, like, especially for the non-football athletes, there are a lot of really like frustrating, disappointing pieces to this whole equation. You know, the Pac-12 dissolving is a bummer. You know, we're not going to get USC Washington at 10 p.m. on a Saturday night. Like all of these things are a bummer, but at the end of the day, this conference realignment actually is great for parity. All these teams and combined with the 12 team playoff, like we're in a world now where one or two losses is not the end of your season. And as much as that is kind of frustrating to an extent with, you know, it was more fun when one loss was everything and that's your season and every matchup isn't, but now one or two losses is not a huge deal because you're going in and you're playing these conference games against Texas, Oklahoma, you know, all the Pac-12 joining the ACC and the Big Ten. Like USC Penn State is a conference game this year. That's fun. Yeah. You know, it's unfortunate from a, like it's just weird, I guess, more than anything, yeah. But it's cool. Having USC and Penn State play a meaningful game in October is going to be really cool. So there are definitely good sides and bad sides to all of it, but it's our new reality. And if you don't embrace it, then, you know, good luck. Enjoy the NFL. Like, it's the same
thing. I keep seeing these people, like, Mrs. Board Geniuses posted something this morning where somebody, you know, oh, well, like, you know, I'll watch it for a little bit. Like, shut up.
Yeah,
you're going to watch all the games. Stop.
The games are still the games.
Selfishly, the only thing that sucks about it, and I thought that it would still happen, but Ole Miss no longer playing SC in LA.
Yeah, that was a bummer.
Like that, I was fired up for that.
I mean, obviously, right?
Excuse. Yeah, I mean, excuse to go to LA, play in the Coliseum. I mean, that would have been awesome.
And the whole Lane Kiffin storyline would have been fun too.
That too. Yeah. I mean, like, I just think
but now it's
probably it would have been fun. I mean, the Coliseum has hosted the Olympics. I mean, regardless of how you feel about SC and Lincoln Riley, I mean, that is a marquee program in college football. That is a banner program. So it would have been fun for, you know, kind of continuing the arrival of Ole Miss into a national brand that is respected and recognized now with some of the elites. I mean, it's been a full off season of top five preseason polls that have the Ole Miss script on it. I mean, that's crazy. So that was a bummer. I know Keith Carter mentioned that it was kind of put to the wayside because of they're expecting a 9-game conference.
Yeah, it was a mutual decision.
Well, I think Keith was looking at it from like a logistical standpoint. I think Lincoln Riley was like, I don't
know. Yeah, oh, for sure. But they both had their reasons to pull out. It wasn't the LSU-USC game where USC just wanted out. It was both sides decided that it would be better to move on. It's a bummer. And then the Oregon State one too. Like, that's probably – I don't think that's going to happen at this point. I would imagine that will fall through. And as weird as that game already kind of was to begin with, I loved the idea of going up to Corvallis. Like, that's so weird and different.
Yeah.
But that ain't happening anymore. You know, you're not playing a Mountain West team on the road.
Yeah, that sucks. And Reser is a cool spot. It's finally done. That place is loud as hell. That's a tough place to play, too.
Yep.
I know the coaching staff has changed, but that's maybe the only thing that's a bummer for me with conference realignment is some of these. Now, it is kind of dumb when you see like Ole Miss, you know, Ole Miss to play at Boston College in 2042.
Yeah,
like that's kind of stupid. But the Ole Miss SC game was announced what, like 3-4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Was it announced before Kiffin was hired?
No, I don't think it was.
Anyway, that kind of stuff is fun. And it's a way for, you know, Ole Miss, they played at Cal a couple of years ago, but Ole Miss doesn't go out that way very often.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that just would have been cool from like a fan perspective, the pageantry of, you know, SC and what's the horse? Is it Spirit?
Traveler.
Close. You know, Traveler coming out on the field, the mascot putting the sword in at the 50-yard line. And, you know, again, like I said, the Olympics have been there. That's a pretty awesome
Olympics
thing.
Will be there in 4 years.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that would have been fun. But outside of that, I mean, who cares? I mean, Ole Miss gets to play Oklahoma at home this year. I mean, that's great. I mean, the people of Oxford need to be fired up because it's going to be a zoo.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy, especially now that you've opened this door. You got Billy Bowman Jr. out there in Norman talking smack on Jackson Dart. For those who haven't seen, there's a video of Jackson down at the Manning Passing Academy in Thibodaux over the weekend. And he was kind of really – the video was more or less just like him kind of messing around like the drunk uncle at the barbecue, just kind of slinging the ball. It wasn't like a legitimate drill or anything. And he didn't make the two best throws. You know, they weren't great throws. They were fine, but he was just kind of chucking it around. They weren't very serious, but they weren't great throws. He missed the target on both throws, and you know, it was more just kind of for fun and giggles and all that. But Billy Bowman Jr. got a hold of the video, and Billy Bowman Jr. is a defensive back out there for the Sooners, and he said that both throws would be a pick six. Jackson didn't like that and said, "Yeah, buddy," laughing emoji, "we will see." So this Oklahoma is coming in hot. I mean, this Billy Bowman Jr. guy is a very good defensive back, had an opportunity to go pro this year, chose not to do so. And then now he's completely unsolicited. Nobody tagged Billy Bowman Jr. Nobody's talking smack to Billy Bowman Jr. Billy Bowman Jr. did this on his own and decided to come for Jackson Dart. So not only, like you said, should Ole Miss fans be fired up for this Oklahoma matchup because it's going to be rocking in Oxford that weekend, but also now you've got a little bit of a rivalry. I mean, Ole Miss is going to be get up for this game anyway, especially if all things go as we expect during the early portion of the season. That game is going to be, I mean, a marquee matchup that could make or break the entire year potentially. That could be a situation where you've already lost to Georgia and you know, you can't really afford a second loss or even a third loss. You know, you and I have run through the schedule countless times and we don't expect that, but it's possible that this Oklahoma game can make or break the season. And then now you've got Jackson Dart's already, you know, pissed off and ready to play even harder than he was before. So that's going to be a fun game. But I will laugh. You know, there was a video of Jackson Dart, you know, didn't make the best throws ever. Fine, no big deal. They were just messing around. Billy Bowman decided to talk smack. You don't have any Ole Miss Rebels talking smack towards the Oklahoma Sooners. And there's a video out there of Jackson Arnold, who is more than likely the presumptive starter out there in Norman this year. He missed his target by, 25 yards-ish. It was the worst throw I saw at the Manning Passing Academy all weekend. Nobody said a thing. And Billy Bowman is out here talking smack about Jackson's throw. It's like, well, hang on a minute. Like, when you point one finger, there's 3-4 fingers pointing back at you. Take a look at Jackson Arnold's throw, Billy. Like, come on, dude. What are we doing here?
Yeah. Well, to be fair, in Thibodaux, you're pretty much trying to do all of these drills and throw the football in like a snow globe filled with soup. I mean, you pretty much have like a, you know, like a Smashburger press of humidity on top of you the whole time. I can't imagine how terrible it was down there. Which if you want, you could go to the message board and ask our own Jake Thompson. He was down there, talked with folks down there. He talked with Archie Manning, new story out today. Archie talks about the new additions to the conference and kind of, you know, kind of prepare, you know, kind of a, you know, a, I don't want to call it a love letter, maybe a letter to the editor to Oklahoma and Texas. Yeah, like, hey, this is what you've gotten yourself into. So yeah, he's got that. He talked with Carson Beck about Jackson Dart and kind of Carson kind of gives his take on Jackson and his game and says that he's a big fan and he's excited for that game again. And hey, we would be remiss if we didn't mention Ole Miss is undefeated against Oklahoma all time.
Yep.
1-0.
1-0.
Beat him in 1999 down in Shreveport, baby. So yeah, second all-time meeting, which is kind of wild to say.
It is wild.
Especially with all the times that Ole Miss has played a Big 12 team and they mm-hmm. only played Oklahoma once. So yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Man, I'm still wait and see mode with Oklahoma. Jackson Arnold is incredibly talented, and I think he will be very good. But first year in the pro, you know, as the starter, a lot of pressure for a true sophomore, and then you're going to go on the road. Ole Miss has been very good under Lane Kiffin at home. It's not going to be just like a – again, we've talked about it on the show. I've talked about it with other people on this show. The days of, you know, a sleepy 11 a.m. kick against Iowa State, those are gone.
Yeah.
Like, you're no longer doing these, you know, let's just roll the helmets out there and get it over with. No. When Oklahoma and Texas go to town, it's going to be everybody's Super Bowl. And I think that that's going to quickly hit them in the face. And not just Oklahoma, Texas too. I mean, we saw it a couple years ago. Texas went to Arkansas and got whipped.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that game. That's going to be a really fun one. Should be a lot of points. If you want more bulletin board material, you know, Bud Elliott of the Cover 3 podcast says he picks Oklahoma to win this one. And he said they were talking about, you know, the battle of the Jacksons. And Bud Elliott said, quote, "I'll take the better quarterback," and is picking Oklahoma. So if you want some more rat poison, there you go. What about Texas? All jokes aside with marquee programs and things like that, I mean, the Longhorns haven't really done anything as of late. I mean, they made the playoff. Yeah. But, like, other than that, I mean, I saw the SEC already put out a tweet with Vince Young and, you know, the Rose Bowl run.
It's ridiculous. What are we doing?
The College Corner is headed to Oxford. Stop by their new location in the Oxford Commons off Sisk Avenue. They'll have 4,000 square feet of Rebel gear ready for your trip to the Grove. On your next trip to Oxford, stop by the College Corner or our other great locations in Ridgeland and Flowood. Hats, shirts, polos, pullovers, sweats, t-shirts. College Corner has it all. And as always, you can visit us online at collegecornerstore.com. That's collegecornerstore.com. The College Corner, where your game day apparel meets.
Call Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group. He can help you with any of your health insurance needs. Drew is an Ole Miss grad located in Mississippi and licensed in 7 states. He works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage with access to 35 different carriers, regular health plans, to life insurance, to dental and vision, and even Medicare. He has it all covered. Now more than ever, it is critical to have a health insurance agent who is local and accessible. So call Drew Moak at 601-953-8449. 601-953-8449 and get your free quote today. It's the perfect time to play a round of golf. And if you're looking for a premier golf course in Northwest Mississippi or the Memphis, Tennessee area, go to Cherokee Valley Golf Club in Olive Branch. This 18-hole par 72 course includes 4 sets of tees to accommodate all players and has 11 lakes, 52 bunkers, and the wide Zoysia fairways and extra-large champion Bermuda greens and clean roughs make for an excellent opportunity every single time to post a number. If you need a premier golf experience in the Mid-South, go to Cherokee Valley Golf Club. Call them at 662-893-4444 or check them out, olivebranchgolf.com.
Pretty much every dog lover knows our sweet pups are absolutely a member of the family. I know my Rosie sure is. And you wouldn't feed your spouse or partner or your kids just any old thing. What they're putting in their bodies matters. And it's not any different for man's best friend, and that's where Superfood Complete from Badlands Ranch comes in. Actor Katherine Heigl came up with Superfood Complete as the best way to make sure your dog gets all the nutrients and superfoods vital to their health. Badlands Ranch also supports the Jason DeBus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. My Rosie recently started on her Badlands Superfood diet, and let me tell you, we're never going back. It's fast and easy to prepare and serve, but even more, it's delicious, apparently. I haven't tried it myself, of course, but she can't seem to get enough. We've already ordered more. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC. That's BadlandsRanch.com/TOC. And order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I mean, it's kind of put up or shut up time for Texas now. You're in the SEC. You've arrived at, you know, the best conference in sports. Now what can you do? Now, I think they're going to be very good. I think Quinn Ewers is a stud. I think Sark is a good coach, and he's already proven that with the playoff run and recruiting and stuff like that. But what do you kind of anticipate with Texas in this year one in the SEC?
I don't know how Texas is better this year than last year. And I say that really just based off of the offense kind of alone. I mean, you're losing your two top pass catchers. You're losing Adonai Mitchell and Xavier Worthy. And I know that they have other guys to replace them, and they have their sights set high with their recruiting classes having been pretty strong the last 2 years. But, like, I don't know how you go from Xavier Worthy and Adonai Mitchell with Quinn Ewers to then not those guys. And I know, again, Jonte Cook's going to be good, whatever. Like, there are players down there in Austin. I'm not saying they're bad. Isaiah Bond is a great pass catcher. You know, that's all fine and well, but it's like that offense set Quinn Ewers up for success last year. Do they have that same ability, those big playmakers? Do they have – I don't know. And then, like you said, I mean, Quinn Ewers got roasted for it because he's like, every team we play this year is going to be have us circled or something to that effect, or like we're every team's Super Bowl or something like that. And everyone's like, no, you're not. You're just Texas. It's like, no, every team in the SEC that plays Texas this year is going to have that game circled as – all right, we need to establish who we are, what the SEC is, and we want to beat Texas. So I think Quinn was not off the mark with that conversation, and I know you can laugh at it, and I laughed at it too. It's like, okay, dude, like you're full of yourself, whatever, but also not wrong. I mean, really not incorrect to the point where every team this year wants Texas's head. They want to take him down, and I haven't looked really at Texas's schedule. I guess I could pull it up. It is nice for Ole Miss that Ole Miss avoided them this year. To draw Oklahoma is a big, you know, victory. Oh, actually, I take that back. Texas's schedule here, Colorado State at Michigan is interesting. Obviously, that's, you know, a marquee matchup. UTSA probably won't be as good as they have been. UL Monroe, Mississippi State, Oklahoma is interesting. But then Georgia, their SEC schedule is really actually not that difficult. You got Georgia, Vanderbilt, Florida, Arkansas, Kentucky, A&M. So I take back what I said now that I'm seeing their schedule. this Texas team should only lose one game to either Georgia. Really, they should only lose to Georgia. And then maybe you could get a second loss against a Michigan or an Oklahoma or
I was going to say, do you think that's early in the year? I'm taking the more established team.
Yeah, I agree.
Taking Texas. No Harbaugh, no McCarthy. I know Donovan Edwards is back and Michigan's going to have talent, but, and I know Sharon Moore has coached before, but
he's a good coach. I think Texas goes into the big house, but that's an 11 a.m. game. It's fluky. It's weird. I'm glad this is on the schedule. That's actually a really fun matchup that I keep forgetting about. And I'm going to be in Detroit that weekend, which is so unfortunate. Ban fall weddings.
I'll give you some pizza racks to go hit up.
Yeah, buddies and all the good spots.
And of course, Grayson, it's the big noon kickoff.
Yeah, I know. It's just, that's a weird game. That is a weird game. Texas Michigan is a weird game. But when you look at the schedule, Texas should not be, they should be a 10 win team this year.
I would say at the very least 10-2.
Yep.
I think it's 11-1. I'm taking Georgia in that game.
Then Texas is going to, or then Georgia's going to turn around and lose to the Rebs at home. So
that game to me is just line of scrimmage. Georgia's just built different, literally and figuratively. And I think they're going to be able to push around Texas. And I'm taking Kirby in that head to head. Way more of a friendly inaugural season in the SEC than Oklahoma.
Oklahoma got dragged.
Bad luck in the draw. You get Tennessee, you get Ole Miss, you get a Missouri team that should be pretty solid. And you've got Alabama, and then you go to LSU to end the year. At Auburn shouldn't – I don't think that's an issue. I know people are trying to do this. Well, it's year two if you – who cares? Who's the quarterback?
Yeah. Peyton Thorne again.
Like, oh, Jordan Hare is so tough to – okay, cool. But New Mexico State didn't really give a shit.
Yeah, so. Well, they got him in Vanderbilt now. Vanderbilt's the New Mexico State of the East.
Yeah, so Oklahoma kind of, they got a bad draw because Tennessee's going to be hell, even if it's at home. I don't really think Gaylord Family Oklahoma Memorial Stadium is tough. And I think Tennessee's going to be pretty good. You go Texas, neutral site, whatever. South Carolina in Norman's interesting. I don't think South Carolina's going to be that great, but it's still, a different team, a different look there. What are the Gamecocks doing with, with that offense and, who's quarterback there? Probably. And then you go at Ole Miss, you get Maine in between, then you go at Missouri, Alabama at home, at LSU. That right there.
Putting Maine in there is hilarious.
Yeah. It's giving some Mississippi State people PTSD.
Yeah.
That stretch late October into November, that's brutal. So it's exciting though. I know people are going to gripe about more teams and all the change. More times than not, people hate change, regardless of what it means. Because most people are set their ways and they want to keep it like that. Whatever. I think it's fun. I think it's gonna make for more entertaining stretches late in the year, more meaningful games, which is what we all want, right? You don't want to play Maine November 2nd. Why? Who cares? You want to play at Missouri. You want to play at LSU November 30th. Like those are the types of games that you want, and I think that's what we're gonna get with this. Before we head into our final segment here, as we talk about EA Sports and the new video game, I do want to remind everybody that this show is also brought to you by our friends at USA Benefits Group. If you're looking to cut those premiums down 20 to 30%, Drew Moak and the folks at USA Benefits Group can help you out. Drew is local and accessible, and he can help you out. He's licensed in 7 states, and he has access to 35 different carriers. He's an Ole Miss grad. He's located in Mississippi, but he can also help you elsewhere. You can look at everything, dental, vision, life insurance, all of that and more. If you need him, give him a call, 601-953-8449, or you can visit him at usabg.com/DMOAK and get your free quote today. All right, let's get into it. The rankings for EA Sports College Football 25 were released, was it last week?
Maybe end of last week.
Kind of, first of all, and I'm glad that everybody's on the same page here with this. Why is Colorado, like, what is happening?
It's the
Deion just buy, to. Did he just buy a shit ton of stock in EA or something? Like, what, why is this favor being done for Deion in Colorado? Like,
because they're, it's the Deion effect and video game. You got to pump them up. I get it to some extent, but it's stupid from like a legitimacy standpoint.
So
it's so dumb.
Probably more egregious than the Colorado love is that Ole Miss is somehow not a top 5 offense on the video game.
Yeah.
Don't understand that. They're at what, 13?
Mm-hmm.
Can you rattle off the top 10 and let's see
for offense or the overall?
For offense.
Okay. Offense is Georgia, Oregon, Alabama, Texas, Ohio State, LSU, Miami, Colorado, Missouri, Clemson is the top 10. And then it's, well, actually, I take that back. So that's the top 9 ends at Missouri. And then Clemson, Utah, Penn State, Ole Miss, Kansas, Arizona, and NC State are all 87s overall offensively. So you're putting Ole Miss, first of all, let's look at the Peach Bowl.
Uh-huh.
How do you put Penn State and Ole Miss on an equal playing field? I don't know. Second of all, let's look at NC State and say, how do you put Ole Miss and NC State on the same playing field? I don't know. Then you look at, you know, Clemson. It's like, really? Clemson? Like Cade Klubnik? And really? Why? Like what? Huh?
Hey, okay, real quick. Name me a receiver that plays for Clemson.
I can't. This year I cannot.
I know of one, and I cannot think of his name, but it's because he's Murphy Holloway's stepson.
Tyler Brown, Antonio Williams, and Adam Randall are supposed to be there 1, 2, and 3.
Antonio Williams. That's Murphy Holloway's stepson. I know him. That's it. There's no – Sammy Watkins isn't walking through that door. No. DeAndre Hopkins, Sammy – those guys are not there. No. I don't get it. Klubnik, to me, was very underwhelming a year ago.
Yeah, he was fine. I'll give credit where credit is due. Phil Maffa is awesome.
Sure.
I'm a big Phil Maffa guy. I love guys like Fournette and Maffa who are just big dudes that run like Pacheco, where it's like they're almost like running backwards where their knees are touching their nose. Like, I love that. But still, how do you put Maffa and Klubnik ahead of perhaps the most talented offense in the SEC?
Like, why is LSU at 6?
I don't know. The Nussmeier hype, I guess.
Why?
I don't know. Honestly,
I have no gripes with the top 5.
No, they're fine. I think maybe Alabama being that high is a little silly, but
maybe I could be a little upset about Ohio State.
I'm okay with Ohio State because of the hype, but not because of maybe reality.
But like,
I think the hype.
Miami at 7, like that, you're putting so much stock into Cam Ward working.
Yeah, with what?
And I think Well, yeah, I was gonna say I think he's good, but you know, who is he throwing to?
And who is he handing the ball off to? Because their best running back just came to Oxford.
Yeah, LSU running back. LSU's running back went to Ole Miss.
Yep.
Brian Thomas Jr. is not there anymore. Malik Nabers is not there anymore.
Doesn't make any sense. Utah, I'm actually okay with. I think Utah is going to have an awesome offense this year. I think you've got a ninth-year quarterback.
As much as I love Cam Rising, I mean, that's you're putting a lot of stock into that dude being back to what he was.
It's true. It's a big question mark. Kansas, I actually think is – I think it's silly that they're as high as they are, but I think Kansas's offense is fun, so that's fine. Arizona does have one of the better wide receiver quarterback duos in the country. But then, like, the one that really bothers me is the Penn State and the NC State. It's like, well, let's look at less than six – well, I guess now it's 6 months ago. And then let's look at NC State. Like, NC State's offense? No, that's not a thing.
Grayson McCall in a different system. Who knows?
Yeah, that's true. I guess I do like Grayson McCall.
Colorado being so high is just dumb.
It is, but that's only it's for the hype. It's on purpose.
Shador put up good numbers, but like as an offense, it averaged less than 3 yards per carry.
Mm-hmm. And it's not like they added anyone good. They overhauled a little bit of their offensive line, but they didn't add any superstar receivers or anything.
Their best running back went to Kansas State.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just dumb.
Kansas State's not even on here. Kansas State is going to be very good offense this year, and they didn't even sniff this list. You know, it's like, what are we doing?
Yeah. All right. We wouldn't even get into the defensive rankings. I mean, Ole Miss was a top 25 SP plus defense, whatever. I know there are a lot of unknowns, so that's to be fair. With how does Walter Nolan factor in? How does Prince Umamielen, Poopall, Yam Banks, Trey Amos, Isaiah Hamilton? Like, I know that there are guys that have not played in the Ole Miss system, but that's everywhere. So,
yeah, like, how do you value whatever. Those guys if you're valuing the other transfers at other schools? It's like,
what? But now that I'm looking at it, why is LSU 18?
Yeah. Louisville at 22. Louisville has the 22nd best defense in the country this year. No.
It's dumb.
No.
Dumb. The team power rankings, Ole Miss at 15. Come on.
It's because of the freaking defense. And also, to be fair, so for people who haven't read these rankings, they have Ole Miss at 15, but it's kind of weird to where they did this again. So it's Georgia 95. Ohio State 93, Oregon 93. So really it should be one tied for two. Alabama and Texas both have 92, should be tied for three, you know, or whatever. And then Clemson and Notre Dame, LSU are all 90. So it's like not quite, you know, a true 1 through 25 ranking, because then you've got Penn State, Utah, Michigan, Florida State, Miami, Texas A&M, and Ole Miss are all 88s. And they put Ole Miss at the bottom of that list, which I think is ridiculous. Like, if you're going to have teams that are tied in this way, fine. Yeah. Ole Miss beat Penn State 6 months ago pretty handily in a bowl game. I know you can talk about opt-outs and whatever, but the vast majority of Ole Miss's roster is returning on offense. You're only adding players who make that offense better. And then the defense, you overhauled to a point where it's miles better than it was 6 months ago. So then how do you not put Ole Miss above Penn State? I don't know. It just – there obviously wasn't a lot of, like, legitimate thought that went into this.
Well, and then it makes no sense because you have Colorado as the number 8 offense.
Yeah.
And then Colorado's the 20th defense. And then they're 16 in the power rankings.
Like, doesn't make sense. Maybe their special teams is terrible.
I'm assuming there will be roster upgrades. There will be ratings upgrades throughout the year. So that'll change. You know, maybe that's it, where Ole Miss starts winning games and then it's undefeated Ole Miss, undefeated Georgia in November. And then Ole Miss is a top five team in the power rankings, and ratings are changing. So who knows? It was kind of silly.
But it's fun that we get to talk about this for the first time in a decade.
Yeah.
Like we haven't been able to argue this since Johnny Manziel was in the game.
Look, at the end of the day, it's a video game, whatever, but we got to have something to argue about right now. But yeah, if you're an Ole Miss fan, rat poison, like you're fired up to prove people wrong. Right.
I love it. Sleep on the Rebs.
Yeah.
Let them talk about the other school.
Yeah, that's fine. We did mention Utah real quick, kind of some breaking news before we started the show. Defensive coordinator Morgan Scally is now the head coach in waiting. No set timetable for Whittingham, but they have named him the successor.
That's so weird. Why would you do that? And then you're putting a clock on your guy. Like, now it's like, okay.
He has to have told them something.
For sure. Like, for sure. Maybe he and Cam Rising are calling it quits together.
This will be 20 years.
And he doesn't want to leave. He said that on game day last year. He said, like, this is it. I've had other offers. I'm going to get other offers. So maybe he's just done. Maybe he's just tired of NIL and all that stuff. But I don't know. It seems weird to name your head coach in waiting when – I mean, I guess they did it at Clemson, but then Venables left for Oklahoma. It's like,
yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. 20 years. He's won two Pac-12 titles, coach of the year twice. Kyle Whittingham is Utah football.
Yep.
So interesting. I don't know. I think doing that might mean this might be it.
It seems that's what it seems like, right? Because now you're putting a ticker on him, which, like, yeah. Why would you do that? Just let him announce it when the season's over and then say, oh, we've hired our guy. Like, everyone be excited. Now it's like, okay, well, when is he going to retire?
Yeah, I could see it as like a way for Whittingham to not make it about him.
I guess.
That seems like a very Kyle Whittingham thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, let's make it about the guy that's coming in after me. Let's not make it about me and how long I've been here, whatever. That seems like something that could be at play here.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to do it for this Monday edition of the Flagship. We mentioned earlier in the show, check out Jake's takeaways from the Manning Passing Academy. He was there. Got that at omspirit.com. We've got tons of recruiting stuff coming to you as the calendar has turned to July. The dead period is up at the end of the month. Juice Fest 24, that last weekend. So it'll be a big, big, big run up into August and into fall camp for Lane Kiffin and company. As not a great last couple weeks for the Rebs, losing four commits, but don't hit the panic button. It's fine. Just let it play out. That's what the portal's for. And it's a very concerted effort for a very specific number of prospects. For Ole Miss, and look, Lane Kiffin's always had a plan, so I think there's no reason to doubt them now. But we'll have all of that and more reactions, predictions. I just put up a 2025 class prediction piece if you want to check that out. A lot going on at omspirit.com. Baseball is trying to find its way in the transfer portal. It's kind of like the quantum realm. With like Ant-Man, I think Ole Miss is just kind of floating around right now. We'll see though. It's hyper competitive now with Oklahoma and Texas in the conference. So, but we will have more shows this week for you as the lead up to media days begins. Myself and Jake will be there. We will have tons and tons and tons of stuff from media days. I'll kind of do my radio row roundabout. I'll talk to a bunch of people getting ready for 2024, which is probably the most anticipated Ole Miss season ever. So, Grayson, as always, we appreciate you, and we appreciate College Corner, USA Benefits Group, and Roback for sponsoring the show. And as always, we appreciate you, the listener, for tuning in. So for Grayson over there, I'm Zach. This has been The Flagship. Till next time, we out of here.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.